This is Dr. Lee indicating physical operation in William W. I. L. L. I. A. M. H. Porter, William Porter, P. O. R. T. E. R. Date of birth 11/2/1931. Place Future Care, Charles Village, Nursing Home. Date of service 6/2/2023. Is a history and physical. History of presentation, this is 91-year-old male with the known history of hypertension, diabetes, CKD. He was brought to the emergency room by EMS for hypoglycemia and suspected stroke. Patient was noted to have been shaky, S-H-A-K-Y, shaky, and the night before she came, he called the neighbor to help him. Neighbor called the EMS. Blood glucose was only 40, and there was concern for left facial droop. CTA head and neck without acute pathology. Patient was given D10 with improvement in his finger stick, and they did urine analysis, was a negative, and the patient has been using NPH insulin 25 units every morning, he told them, and denies any fever, chill, shortness, breath, chest pain. Because of dysarthria, left-sided weakness, stroke workup was done. There was a negative of acute endocrine pathology, and insulin was discontinued, and blood sugar was monitored very closely. And the PQT consulted and they recommended subacute rehab. Family meeting was done by the hospital staff, and the family decided that after his rehab, the patient may need to go living facility. Patient also was reported to have carotid stenosis 80% of bilateral and CTA head and neck. Patient was started on atorvastatin. Patient has a right lung apical mass. Asymptomatic. And CKD noted. Today, when I saw the patient on televisit, patient denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus. Type 2, next line, right lung apical mass, asymptomatic, next line hypertension, next line CKD, next line prostatic hypertrophy. History of anemia, history of hyperlipidemia, history of leg edema, history of hypothyroidism, upper old record, history of viral labyrinthitis. Allergies, ACE inhibitor. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Medication upon discharge, Lipitor 40 mg daily, finasteride 5 mg daily, Naproxen 25 mg BID, and for dizziness, Telmisartan, 80 mg daily. Patient was on insulin that was stopped because of hypoglycemic episode. The system of headache, dizziness, and sore throat, no ionization, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient awake, alert, and cooperative, sitting in the bed, no wrist test. nursing staff at the bedside, and vital stable, patient breathing comfortable, and neuro, he's awake and alert and cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted. The subacute rehab with the episode of dysarthria facial droop was attributed to hypoglycemia. Next line, hypoglycemic episode. Next line, due to overuse of insulin. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, carotid stenosis. Next line, right lung apical mass. Next line, hypertension. Next line, CKD. Next line, prostatic hypertrophy. Plan of care will continue oral medication, follow lab, PTOT, and further management of the patient condition on daily basis. Thank you.